there is new tension in the marriage of the Democratic Party and organized labor. Unions were already angry, feeling that Democrats in Congress haven't done enough for them. Now, Republican-controlled state legislatures are taking aim at labor's power, and union leaders say national Democrats aren't showing enough solidarity, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka took care not to make a big media splash when he gave a blunt speech last month on what's ahead for organized labor. He said Republican assaults on unions amount to, quote, true existential challenges. And he said labor needs to demand accountability from its allies, including, quote, Democrats who have been weak friends or worse. The AFL-CIO itself isn't ready to take any dramatic steps, but one public employees union is.
For an indefinite period of time, we are going to shut off all contributions to federal candidates, federal party committees.
That's Harold Schaitberger, president of the International Association of Firefighters. He says national Democrats don't stand up against the anti-union offensive.
It's orchestrated. It's very disciplined. A central message. Take no prisoners.
And the firefighters need to direct their money and energy to the states,
where we are engaged in survival.
If other unions were to follow the firefighters, congressional Democrats would be in a tough spot. In 2010, unions gave $65 million to congressional candidates and party committees, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Democrats got 94% of that money. This year, though, Republicans in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio have passed laws undercutting union bargaining power. A database at the National Council of State Legislatures lists more than 200 similar bills proposed by Republicans in 35 states. Labor fights back with protests and with ads like this one from the firefighters in Oklahoma.
We're there when you need us. Now we need you. Tell politicians to do what's right.
So far, the firefighters' union is alone in shutting out national Democrats, but other unions share the deep frustration.
You know, once in a while, you have to take a clear stand.
Matt McKinnon is political director for the National Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, where he says people are still angry that Democrats didn't pass a stronger health care bill.
Whether we punish all Democrats over that, I don't think so.
Democrats, for their part, often look at unions as having bottomless pockets. But Democratic fundraiser Michael Fraioli says that's just not true.
They have a lot of money, but as much as they have, they still have to target it.
Last year, Republican challengers took out half of Fraioli's clients in the House. But now, when asked if unions will close their checkbooks to Democrats, he says no. He predicts that the rift will heal as the 2012 races heat up. The biggest union of all, the National Education Association, is already moving toward endorsing President Obama. And Fraioli's not the only boycott skeptic.
Sometimes individual unions do follow through with those threats.
Taylor Dark, a political scientist at California State in Los Angeles, says alienated unions usually don't stay away too long.
You know, in our two-party system, they really don't have anywhere else to go.
It's just that they don't set off the same kind of fireworks when they quietly come back to the fold. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.